A man making the ultimate sacrifice so that others may live. This is at the heart of the gospel. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, a ransom for many." It's that gospel message that gives us hope and encouragement for each new day. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We're glad to have you with us this afternoon as we again consider the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. Join us, won't you, as we again spend some time reflecting on God's Word, the Bible. Here's our pastor and teacher, Wes Bradenhoff.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. I'm glad that you've joined me once again. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, we're continuing with our series on the book of Ruth, and we come to verses 17 to 23. You may remember that Ruth has come to the field of Boaz, and she had an encounter with him. He blessed her and encouraged her to remain in his fields and to glean there. And then in verse 17, we read, "So she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where have you gleaned today, and where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you.' So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, 'The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz.' And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, 'Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead.' And Naomi said to her, 'This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives.' Ruth the Moabitess said, 'He also said to me, "You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest." And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, 'It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field.' So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law." Well, the story of Ruth begins with a famine in the land of God's people. There was not enough food in Israel, and people were dying. Things were looking pretty grim. So a man named Elimelech took his wife Naomi and their sons, and they moved away from God's special people from the promised land. They moved to the land of Moab, where people didn't worship God, where unbelievers lived. They moved to a place of spiritual darkness. And there, in Moab, they thought that they would find life and they would find good times, better times. But, as you know, they didn't. Naomi's husband, Elimelech, well, he died. Then her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, well, they also died. And Naomi was left all by herself. The only person who stayed close to her was her daughter-in-law, Ruth. And Naomi then decided to go back to Israel. Ruth decided to go with her. And Ruth decided that she too was going to serve God. When Naomi came back to her hometown, she was a bitter woman. She was even insulting God by blaming him for her problems. But incredibly, God did not turn his back on Naomi. God brought her daughter-in-law Ruth to a field where people were working. They worked for a man who loved God, a man named Boaz. Boaz took good care of his workers and he loved the Lord. Boaz saw Ruth working there and he told her that he would take care of her. Things were looking good. Now it looks like the light is starting to come into the story. Light is coming into the spiritual darkness. Now, isn't it true that what we have in our lives a lot of times is spiritual darkness? Let's reflect on that for a moment. Who makes it dark in your life? Who brings the bad things in your life? And here we have to be honest, because many times we bring the hard times in our own life. We do stupid things. We do things that aren't wise. We do things that are foolish. We do things that are sinful. And we can't blame anybody but ourselves. And even if somebody else has brought darkness and hard times, trials into our lives, isn't it true that we don't always react or respond in the right way, in a godly way. Sometimes with the way we respond, sometimes we even make it worse. But then somebody brings light into our life. Somebody comes and makes things better. Well, let's look at how this happens here in Ruth 2, verses 17 to 23. Ruth has come back from working in the fields of Boaz, and she has about 20 or 30 pounds of grain. That's a lot of food for two women. And Naomi, when she sees this, she's very happily surprised. And she asks where Ruth has been working, and Ruth comes out and tells her. Ruth tells Naomi that she's been working in the fields of Boaz. And then listen to what Naomi says in verse 20. The Lord bless him. The Lord has not stopped showing kindness to the living and the dead. Suddenly there's a turnaround here. Naomi is again very happy. She sounds like a very different woman than before. Just a little while ago, Naomi was embittered, and she was saying things that were not so nice about God. But now, there's been a change in events. Something good is happening. Naomi's mood and attitude have also changed. And suddenly she's saying good things, positive things about God. And Naomi does this because, first of all, she knows that they're not going to starve. If Ruth keeps working in the field of Boaz, there's going to be lots of food. And that's important for two widows because they were poor people. We should never forget that. They were poor people. There was no life insurance policy on Elimelech. They could starve. Starve very easily. People could use them, abuse them, make them even more poor than they already are. And so God is good, and he is gracious in giving them food. Naomi also says good things about God because she knows that there is a future with Boaz. Because you see, Boaz is a close relative of Naomi. That means that he could help them out of their poverty. If things keep on going in this good direction with Boaz, then these two widows, Ruth and Naomi, well, they might not be poor anymore. They might not be easy to take advantage of anymore, easy to abuse. With Boaz, there's the possibility that Ruth and Naomi could be safe and they could be secure. And so Naomi surveys the situation and she sees that God is good in giving them hope for a safe place with Boaz. Now let's think about this for a moment. Do you think that Naomi deserved any of this from God? Did God owe something to Naomi? Did he have to pay her back for something that she had done? Well, friends, think about the last thing that Naomi said about God. The last time she spoke about God, she was saying not so nice things about him. Naomi was not a faithful believer, not an upstanding believer. She was weak and she was sinful. Naomi didn't deserve anything from God. God could turn his back on her and nobody could point the finger at God and say that he had done the wrong thing. But look at what God does instead. He gives Naomi what she doesn't deserve. He gives her the opposite of what she deserves. God gives her food, physical food. God gives Naomi life. And he also gives her hope for the future. God didn't have to do this for her. And Naomi didn't ask it from God either. God did it all by himself, on his own initiative. Did it out of his grace and his love. You know, it's just like in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't go looking for God to tell him that they had sinned, to seek his forgiveness. God came looking for them. He called out for Adam, "Where are you?" He's the one who did that. God did it. And when he found Adam, he had bad news for him. There was a curse. But he also had good news. He had a promise of a Savior whom he would send. God is the one who did all of that. God did it all by himself. Adam and Eve could not save themselves. They didn't even see their need for salvation. And we look at our own lives, friends. Don't we see the same picture? Many times, When we speak about God, perhaps we don't say good things about him. Maybe we even misuse his name. We can do that with what comes from our mouth, but we can also do that with how we live. In fact, I think that's the more common form of blaspheming God, with how we live. We're weak and sinful. And sometimes the idea that we have about God in our heads doesn't fit with what the Bible says. We make our own image of God. And so we don't deserve anything good from him. We can never earn our way into heaven. We can never make God indebted to us. But yet, friends, look at all the things that God does for us. Look at all the mercy he shows. God still gives us our food. God still gives us, for many of us, our families. But the most important thing that God gives any of us who are believers is his Son. God gives us Jesus Christ so that we may have life and have it abundantly. God gives us Jesus Christ so that we can have hope for the future, so that we can live with the assurance of his love. God does all of this for us, even though we don't deserve anything. In fact, even though we have forfeited everything. That's the good news for us. God is the one who brings light into our darkness. We make the darkness. We are responsible for the darkness, but God brings the light. God brings his grace and his mercy to us in Jesus Christ, his Son. Now, what's the proper response to all that? Well, it's simply to love God. To love God and to thank him. And we love and we thank him by hearing the voice of our Father and wanting to please him, by doing what he tells us in the Bible. We put what we want to the side. We put what God wants in the center. We follow God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. God has saved us. Now the natural thing for us to do is to thank him in his way, the way that pleases him. In the story of Ruth and Naomi, God was making a way out of a hard time. God brought Ruth to Israel. God brought Ruth to the field of Boaz, and God blessed Ruth there. And God also blessed Naomi. Ruth kept on working in that field. She listened to Naomi and Boaz and stayed close to the servant girls. Nobody hurt her. God kept her safe, and God kept Naomi safe too. He made it so that Ruth would keep on living with her. God's work is everywhere in this story. And when we see that work, then we learn something about God. We learn that God is good, even when people are not. In the end, we learn that God is someone we want to love and thank and praise. Well, thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.
It was great that you could join us today for Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. This program has come to you today through the generous support of the Yarrow Canadian Reformed Church. You can find the church in Yarrow at 42285 Yarrow Central Road. Worship services are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every Sunday. You can find more information about the Yarrow Canadian Reformed Church at the website www.yarrow.canrc.org. That website again, www.yarrow.canrc.org. If you'd like more information on the program, please drop us a line through the mail. Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., the postal code V2Z1B3. That address again, Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C. Postal code V2Z1B3. You can drop us a line by email, gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Again, that's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. We trust that this program has helped you to fix your eyes on Jesus Christ again today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. And be sure to stay tuned tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, right here on AM 550 KARI.